I have a vague memory of being a kid and discovering that when I wrote the word hello, I first got to write hell. Wow, I knew that was a bad word and my folks wouldn't want me to say it or write it, but I had found a way to do both without getting into any trouble. For a kid, maybe 5 or 6, finding a way to swear without getting caught, well, that was very cool. While I can't remember anything about how I used this newfound knowledge to explore language inappropriate for a 6-year-old, I have to imagine that I continued my search to discover swear words within words that were allowable, like realizing that assistant principal began with those 3 letters, A-S-S. I knew I wasn't supposed to say it, but now I could. And an associate, that began with A-S-S as well. And this was cool, words within words, and it gave me, as a young child, a sense of excitement, exhilaration, of pulling the wool over my parents' eyes. Okay, I know that this really wasn't that big a deal, but to a young boy, finding this out was tantamount to discovering one of the great secrets of the universe. It was like realizing that the Sears catalog had photos of women in underwear long before Victoria's Secret catalog ever existed, or discovering the photos of topless women in National Geographic. And for those of you too young to remember these things, trust me, this was a big deal back then. So recently, when I heard that there was a county in America that had adopted a resolution dropping hello as its official greeting and answered the phone with heaveno, yes, you heard right, heaveno rather than hello, I had to titter a bit. Get real, I thought. This had to be some kind of joke, some urban legend that had been circling around for so long that folks thought it was real. So not trusting everything I heard, I had to check this out for myself. So after an internet search and a phone call to the county, yes, I decided I had to call. I wasn't going to trust what I was reading on the internet because it seemed so absurd. I called and talked to a very helpful individual who confirmed that indeed such a resolution had been passed, though he didn't answer his phone with heaven no. But lest you think this is some modern-day goofiness, you'd be pleased to know that this silliness took place more than 10 years ago in a county in Texas. Yes, 10 years ago, a single individual was able to rally enough support to convince county officials to adopt heaveno as its official greeting because it represents, quote, peace, friendship, and welcome, thus rejecting hello because it contains within it that evil and satanic word, hell. This kind of thinking is okay for a 5 or 6-year-old kid, but for any adult to consider this reasonable is to say the least, juvenile. Unfortunately, it seems that adults acting like children is all too common 10 years ago and today. Whether it's talk show hosts or real people on reality TV or pseudo-celebrities mugging for the camera. It's time for adults to act like adults rather than the children they once were. And if anyone asks me to change to heaveno, my answer will simply be hell no. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.